Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to hear in just a moment several selections from a CD by the Dufay Collective, Music for Alfonso the Wise. This is not what you would expect. These aren't the Cantigas of Santa Maria, but this is secular music from the court of Alfonso the Wise, I'll explain. And we also will hear two selections from Elizabethan England, the Holborn Suite, music of Anthony Holborn, performed by the Extempore String Ensemble, and we'll conclude with a piece called The Willow Song, which was first introduced in the play Othello by Shakespeare. It's the actual name of the piece is The Poor Soul Sat Sighing, but sometimes just known as The Willow Song or Desdemona's Song, and we'll hear that in just a bit with members of the Musicians of the Globe. We begin with music for Alfonso the Wise. And this recording here by the Dufay Collective features a wealth of music from 13th century Spain. The focus is on songs and dances that may well have been heard at the court of Alfonso X, El Sabio, the Learned, King of Castile and León from 1252 to 1284. Alfonso X is best known in musical terms for the production of the monumental Cantigas de Santa Maria, songs of devotion to the Virgin, but little is known of the secular poems and troubadour songs that were integral to the cultural life of his court. This is largely due to the fact that, despite the copious poetry extant from the time, virtually no music survives to accompany it. So this disc that the Dufay Collective put together seeks to recreate a courtly context for poetry and instrumental music heard in the halls of Alfonso X. We're going to hear 8 selections from this CD right now. 2 of them will be vocal pieces with the texts by Aris Nunez. The rest will be instrumental pieces. We hear a performance of it now by the Dufay Collective. Thank you. And you have been listening to music for Alfonso the Wise, secular music from the court of Alfonso X of Castile and Leon, 13th century, mid-13th century, with the Dufay Collective performing. The two vocal pieces that we heard were based on texts by Aris Nunez, and the rest instrumental pieces. The Dufay Collective, the soprano there was Vivian Ellis. That's available on a Harmonia Mundi compact disc. Music for Alfonso the Wise. Also, Martin Kodak's Cantigas de Amigo on that same CD. You're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Instrumental music next by the Extempore String Ensemble. We're going to hear a suite by Anthony Holborn. Holborn's Armand, the Countess of Pembroke's Paradise, and Knowles Galliard. Here's the Extempore String Ensemble, directed by George Wiegand.
Thank you.
And you've just heard a suite by Anthony Holborn. Holborn's Alman, the Countess of Pembroke's Paradise, and Noel's Galliard, a performance there by the Extempore String Ensemble, directed by George Wegan. Music from Elizabethan England here on Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We're going to stay in Elizabethan England. We're going to hear music from Shakespeare's plays next. This one, sometimes known as the Willow Song, or Desdemona's Song from the play Othello, the actual title being The Poor Soul Sat Sighing. The song was first introduced as part of the production of Othello. It wasn't obviously sung in its entirety through production, certainly not through each production, because it is about 10 minutes in length. But in song recitals that of the time, it was sung in its entirety, and we're going to hear it that way right now. The Poor Soul Sat Sighing, The Willow Song, Desdemona's Song from Othello. Here's a performance of it featuring Meredith Hall, soprano, and she's accompanied by Jacob Herringman on lute.
Oh!
You have just heard a piece called The Poor Soul Sat Sighing, which is known as the Willow Song, or Desdemona's Song, which first was introduced in Othello by Shakespeare, and has been performed in song recitals ever since when a recital of Elizabethan music is staged. We heard Meredith Hall, soprano, and she was accompanied by Jacob Harriman, and that is from a CD called Shakespeare's Music. Shakespeare's music, songs and dances from his plays, a lot more like that on this fine CD on Philips. We're going to conclude right now. We have a few minutes left. We're going to hear another one of those Pavans and Galia. It's going to stay in England a little longer. We played one of these last week, music of William Byrd here, 1543 to 1623, contemporary of Shakespeare's. Here is his Earl of Salisbury Pavan with two galliards from the second cycle, 1590 to 1623, second cycle of Pavans and Galliards, compiled here by David Moroni, who performs on harpsichord, music of William Byrd.
Thank you.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror this week with music of William Byrd, 1543 to 1623, from his second cycle of Pavans and Galliards of 1590 to 1623. Compiled here by Davitt Moroney and performed by Davitt Moroney on harpsichord, we heard the Earl of Salisbury, Pavan, and two Galliards. And that does it this week on Distant Mirror. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at www.fm.org. Until next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.